It is the final in their shoes. Dan Austin was gutted not to be on the last one. I think between you and Tezza, Dan, I could probably get you two just to do 20 of these next season. That's what I've now got in mind. it's been a thorough list of work done.
Yeah. Tezza's Palace that I was in the room for was really good. And now that West Ham have won the Europa Conference League, they should just be running through my plan and doing all the bits one by one, because it's the best that they could reasonably do. So I hope they've already told Moisey, thanks but no thanks, on the old contract. But I'm genuinely, like, of all of them, I'm so excited to hear what Ian's done with Everton.
Just on West Ham, did you account for how massive West Ham are? Because I think they've taken Manchester City's massive club mantra on without any irony. You know when City are a massive club, like, got the biggest floodlights in the fucking football league. That's West Ham now.
I made the squad massive. Because I was trying to win the Europa League. I was just talking to Ian before we started, and Everton is simultaneously really hard, but also there's just loads of different things you could do that I'm really excited. Unfortunately, when Neil sends an email around for these, and then there'll be like four to five teams on the list, and whoever emails him back first gets to pick the team. And fucking Ellie and Ryan shit hot on his emails. Because otherwise, it'd be all over.
The only man better on it is Docking on Ban This Filth, where Docking's picked three things on Ban This Filth before you've even seen the email.
And he just knows the people. Oh, right, yeah.
That populist prick again.
There we are. I like that we've bodied Docking through this opening.
Take any opportunity you can get.